One of the candidates running for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate in Iowa next year visits Sioux City next Tuesday. Teresa Greenfield from Des Moines will hold a campaign event at 5 p.m. at the Marquee on 4th Street. Greenfield is a real estate agent and one of three Democrats who are running for that seat, currently held by U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. The other Democrats in the race are Kimberly Graham, an attorney from Indianola, and Eddie Morrow, a businessman from Des Moines. Michael Franken, a retired Navy admiral originally from Sioux Center, who recently moved to Sioux City, is also considering becoming a Democratic candidate. And Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris will open a campaign office in Sioux City today. Harris won't be in town for the opening. It takes place at 5:30 p.m. at 3107 Gordon Drive. A Nebraska prison's watchdog has issued a warning about alarming conditions driven by staffing shortages and record overtime at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. The Inspector General for Corrections issued the report to lawmakers this week. He also identified contraband cell phones and the use of synthetic drugs as major security concerns. Nebraska's prison system has faced a litany of problems in recent years, including persistent overcrowding and struggles to hire and retain employees. The problems appear to be the most severe at the Lincoln Prison. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. We'll have another update later this hour.